society, and of course, then it is of the benefit to the whole society, to the whole human being, to the whole human race. This was actually what it went to my mind when I knew the topic of the program of this week. And I thought I will share it with you and hope and pray that we can do it, each of us, and pursue and be successful. That's all that goes in my mind.
Well, that's a very beautiful way to put things, and I agree that you know, it's something that we can learn to want to make goals in our lives, and it takes special energy and effort to achieve things that we plan to do and go through and make a mark in this life. And I really agree that what you're saying about something that's the benefit of mankind, it's one of those things that our species can do. It's we don't get to see that in many other species on what they can achieve to benefit their own species, and yet we've got that inside power and knowledge that we can do, and not only benefit ourselves, but we can benefit nature, we can benefit the animal life, we can benefit the forest and the water and the skies. You know, we have that power to do that. And once we can harness that knowledge and wisdom and how to do it, yes, it'll benefit for sure mankind, but it'll benefit the whole earth and make not only Mother Nature happy, but all the ancestors and all the energy and power out there that makes us who we are. And I really appreciate you coming on to our program and sharing with us and giving your insight into our subjects, and just a real blessing, and it's an honor, and I just really love it.
Thank you very much. The honor is mine, and it is so true what you said, and I hope that we will reach these goals step by step, but for sure. And thank you very much for having me on the program. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much. We're already looking forward to our next talk with you and listening to your wisdom and your knowledge, and big blessings to you on your week and weekend. And
thank you.
Yes. And so we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was one of our members of Eagle Nation Universal Production, Mr. Salar. He's so full of wisdom and knowledge, and just a powerful, positive person that we really enjoy to bring on to our program and hear his words. So we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Okay, we're back. Coming up next, we're going to have Shkwait Shakhach from Gwaishkina, BC. And First, we're going to play his song from Red Foo, and their song is called Juicy Wiggle. So this is a pretty upbeat song. So put your dancing shoes and get ready. This is Red Foo, Juicy Wiggle. So here it's going to go. Just takes a bit. So we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
I seen some I never saw. Everybody was moving, grooving. Girls, they were dancing on the bar. Now this wasn't no ordinary dance. Hey man, why is everybody swimming in a trance? I couldn't figure it out like your grandpa's riddle. I asked them what they doing and they said Juicy Wiggle.
Now move your hips and dance like this.
We're back. That was Red Foo, Juicy Wiggle. Man, pretty energetic music. Had me dancing all around the house today. We have on the line with us, we have Shkwaisht Shachlach. Welcome to the show, Shkwaisht.
Yeah, good to be back.
Yeah, for people out there that don't know, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4. The big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So he's come through a lot of trauma and tribulations, and yet he strove through it all. And he's a big inspiration for me and a big hero of me and for many other people out there that know his story and history, just an inspiration for humanity. So welcome to the program. And we have our subject today, and it's on achievement. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Achievement. You know, in order to have achievements, we have to be positive and set reasonable goals. You know, I can't achieve anything overnight in my health conditions. That has to be set by, you know, getting cleared of the meds that they have me on, and rehabilitating myself so I can run the Boston Marathon. You know,
yeah.
I can't just suddenly decide, next year, this time, I'm going to do the marathon. You know, it's got to be done in achievable goals. You know, we got to set achievable goals.
Mm.
And we have to, you know, we have to be positive. And, you know, and once we do have a few achievements, you know, we have to give accolades to ourselves, but at least, you know, we got to give some to those around us who may have helped, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And have helped,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I didn't recover alone.
Mm-hmm.
I had you and the rest of our brothers and sisters and dad and mom and uncles,
mm-hmm.
cousins and nephews and nieces all
mm-hmm.
rooting along for me. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, but all you guys' support helped me achieve
mm-hmm.
staying alive, you know, not being in an incubator. Or been cryogenically frozen till they find something to fix me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about positivity, you know, and celebrate, you know.
Mm.
Oh, I finished my goals for today. Yeah, I think I'm going to have a cheeseburger.
Mm.
You
yes.
know, you know, just to award ourselves, you know, not big. Grandioso, and you know, and when we do achieve stuff, don't get swollen headed.
Mm.
You know, because what's the saying? Pride cometh before a fall.
Yeah, for sure. Very.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I hear achievements.
Mm. Yes, I totally agree with that. Especially with acknowledging people that have helped us achieve those goals, and it's so important for acknowledging people, just like our younger sister and our younger brothers that are helping our parents right now, that you know, they're in their older age now, and they do need that assistance, and it makes me able to continue to do what I do, and I just really applaud them for their strength and their dedication to help our parents along in the twilight years, and just be an assistance to them and helping them to, you know, achieve the small goals in their lives, and continue to be an influence for the next generations. And I'm just very proud and happy for you, for, you know, you coming through all those tribulations. You made your goals and you were able to achieve them, you know, before you were even able to deal with your lymphoma. You know, you had to get better. And the doctors told us, like, it's like a reset button. like because it's a neurological disease, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and you had to, you know, you had to learn how to talk, you had to learn how to walk, you had to learn how to eat, everything you had to learn, and then you had to get strong enough just to be able to handle the chemotherapy. And you know, it's just a feat in itself. It's just so much of a inspiration for me and many other people out there that know. Whenever I tell people, they're just like, man, he's tough. What a strong brother. I'm like, yeah, I know, man. It's just a blessing. It's an inspiration. And yeah, so I really enjoy like getting you to come and share music that inspires you and gets me full of energy and dancing around the house. And it's just quite an achievement that you've been able to do. And I really enjoy your wisdom and your words and what makes you tick and how you made it through. And it's just something special that we can all get to listen to and enjoy. And it's like oral traditions, you know, we're carrying on oral traditions in what can help us and what helped us to achieve what we've done. And I get to show off to the world all the achievers that we bring to the program. And you're one of them, and it's pretty special.
Yeah, and happy to hopefully be passing on the right info.
Yeah, well, it all depends on us too, on how we digest it and use it. So, you know, we can be the smartest people in the world and pass it on, but if people don't use it and use it in a proper way, of course there's a possibility of failing. But when you add it up, positivity upon positivity, it becomes a huge benefit. So we're really benefiting, and we appreciate it. And yeah, so lots of kudos to you.
I wouldn't be here without the doctors, nurses, Gary, and the support of you and the rest of the family and friends. You know, I could have just closed my eyes and said, I'm done with this world. But there's a pinky in the brain. See, what am I going to do today? I'm going to try to conquer the world.
Yeah.
I got to start by being able to get juicy. Right now, only my fingers and toes can do the juicy.
Yeah.
Not the full body juicy yet.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate it, and we're already looking forward to next week and listening to your music and your words. And
okay, so I thank you guys there behind the mic, the guys making the mics work, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you, all a thousandfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And yeah, just have a great week and weekend. And we're hoping you get a full recovery to conquer the world.
Yeah.
So bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlech from Kwaishkina, BC. And just always an honor and a blessing to get him on our program. So we're going to carry on our program, and we'll be right back.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
All right, we're back, and we're coming up next. We're going to have our Lady Fima join us. But first, we're going to play her a song from Jorge Reyes from Mexico, and his song Sacrificio. So have a listen and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
our brothers and sisters from Mexico with Jorge Riaz and their song Sacrifico. So we have on the line with us, we have our Lady Fima. Welcome to the program. It's so awesome to have you.
Thank you. My greeting to you, Chief, and respected listener across the country and outside of the country. Thank you.
No problem. We have a subject today, and it's on achievement, and would love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. Achievement, the vocabulary, the meaning is great courage, a special effort. Something has been accomplished. And I was watching the video. It wasn't the first time. It was one of the repeat that I saw about Terry Fox, that he left us because of the cancer at the age of 22 years old. So young. But the action and the mission he accomplished, one of his mission and greatest mission, that was he brought, you know, awareness by his effort, by walking across the country, running across the country with one leg. He didn't have two legs, just one leg to bring a changes and awareness to the community. So for what he has done is the great example for the humanity. He touched the heart of the humanity, and he left a remarkable action for us to continue his mission. Please, whoever you're listening to this program, please continue your support regarding the organization of Terry Fox. And keep the hope, keep dreaming, keep walking proud as one nation, not divided nation, as one nation in Canada. Let's change the world for the better place to live, and wish and act on the, you know, for peace, diversity, harmony, for Canada and the rest of the world. And I wish you the best wherever you are. And after all, I am the student of mankind. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, no problem. It's always an honor and a privilege, and just a blessing to have you come on our program and share your words of wisdom. It's so delightful and empowering. So we thank you. And
thank you.
We're already looking forward to hearing from you again next time. And it's great to know that you're getting back on the road of health.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
thank you.
No bye problem. Bye. Yes, bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our Lady Fima, and always a blessing and honor to get her on our program. And so we're going to be wrapping up our program today, and we're going to leave you guys with some Emma and the Ragmen from Scotland and their song called Backwards Bop. And stay tuned for Jacob and the Art Show. He's always got good stuff. So enjoy, everybody. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices.